Yeah. Yo, what's up? 2 o'clock straight up. It's the Cardin Show, Mr. Chris McMonagle. We call him Big Mac. Craig Cardin with you. We go all the way to 7 o'clock tonight. Phone number to join, as always, 888-808-1019. You know, when we tell our children Christmas stories every year, as we just did about a month ago, you know, we always warn them about that nasty green goblin known as the Grinch, right? Unfortunately, I'm in an interesting position today where I have to play the role of the Grinch.
You can't bring me down today, Craig.
I have to.
Today is a great day, Craig.
You're not going to bring me down. It was great being on the air yesterday live. I think we were the first, not that it matters, to break the story that Stefanski was on his way to New Jersey. Then a lot of our eyes on the ground at Newark Airport confirmed that he was there. And you were very happy about that. And then, I don't know, 5:30, 6 o'clock, whatever it was yesterday, when we got word that, oh my gosh, it's happened. John Harbaugh has been fired by the Baltimore Ravens. I've never seen this man so happy. And I enjoyed your happiness.
Thank you.
And then I spent the last 18 hours or so, you know, playing a little game I like to call chess. And you may have heard throughout your lifetime, some guys play chess, some guys play checkers.
I've heard that expression.
I'm great at both. All right, matter of fact, in my lifetime, only two men in my lifetime, I said this morning, have ever beaten me at chess routinely.
Okay.
One guy was a guy I spent a year alone with in a small little camp up in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. He was the largest drug dealer in Cincinnati, Ohio.
And one hell of a chess player.
And I'm telling you, one of the most phenomenal chess players I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
Toyed with me. And I'm a grandmaster. Couldn't beat this guy. His name is Casey. Controlled two blocks, all drugs, in Cincinnati until he got caught and, you know, righted his ways, okay?
Right.
The other guy, and I've told this story before, was the guy that should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame, Albert Bell.
Okay.
All right? I come here today not to be a bad guy, not to be a Grinch, not to rain on your parade. Oh, I'm a Giant fan. Oh, the Giants are the best job out there.
They are.
The Giants are going to get Harbaugh.
They certainly are.
And then we hear the report today, I think it was Connor Hughes who added our buddy, who said that all of a sudden in less than 24 hours that, yes, your guy, John Harbaugh, has become the number one candidate for the head coaching job with the New York Giants, and you celebrated it.
I
you
did.
Loved it. Frothing at the mouth,
yeah.
Celebrating with the kids, hugging your wife, sweet, passionate music, saying, honey, we finally got there.
Yeah.
We got ourselves a coach because you play checkers. And on day three of the show, this is lesson number one from me to you.
Okay.
This is trying to turn a checker player into a chess player, okay? Right. Here's the problem that you've forgotten. And I'm not going to go down the road of the obvious one, which is that, you know, the Giants cannot hire John Harbaugh today.
Yet. No.
The Giants cannot hire John Harbaugh tomorrow.
No.
Because the New York Giants, like every other team, still have to interview, even if it's a sham interview, which is why I don't like the Rooney Rule anymore. Because you're embarrassing people by bringing them in for jobs they can't get, but the rules are the rules. And the New York Giants have to interview not one, but two either women or minority men.
Yes.
That is an NFL rule. We can debate that rule another day. So John Harbaugh, well, in theory, could he agree in principle? Sure he could. Like, yo, I got you, back and forth, wink, wink.
Yeah.
But the Giants are not signing John Harbaugh today. Matter of fact, I don't even know if John Harbaugh is going to see them today. Because I know Kevin Stefanski is meeting with them today. Chess checkers. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Is that your first move? Is that
no.
your pawn?
Here we go.
When are you
pawn
gonna pull the,
six to J7.
When are you going to pull the queen out?
I'm going to give it to you right now.
All right, let's
queen's
go.
Out there and in a bikini, looking radiant and hot. All right?
Okay.
You guys, everybody in this radio station, my dear friends Boomer and Greg, Boomer and Geo, my dear friends Evan and Sean Morash, and even you in our pre-show discussions and the unnamed producer, you guys have only looking at this from one angle. It's a selfish angle. It's a New York angle. It's a Giant fan angle. Well, we are the best available opportunity. We're going to go get John Harbaugh. Where else would he want to coach? And you guys have missed the apple for the tree. And this is what it is. What makes you think that John Harbaugh is not going to wait to see the results of Wild Card Weekend? What makes you think John Harbaugh is just going to settle on the fact that, yes, the Giants is the best job available right now? No one's going to debate that. No dispute for me. We're in lockstep on that,
right,
as you said yesterday. But what you've forgotten to realize is that John Harbaugh holds all the cards, not the Giants. All right? And the reality is that if I'm John Harbaugh, John Harbaugh is going to wait to see, do the Houston Texans beat the Pittsburgh Steelers? And if the Steelers get knocked out, is Mike Tomlin going to leave Pittsburgh? Would he want to go to Pittsburgh? I say probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, so we can agree on that one. He's going to watch the Buffalo-Jacksonville game. If the Jacksonville Jaguars at home beat the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen does not make it to an AFC Championship game or a Super Bowl, and there's no more excuses for him because no Lamar Jackson, no Joe Burrow, smoking on that Joe Burrow, and no Patrick Mahomes, then maybe it's time the Bills say goodbye to Sean McDermott. And if you're John Harbaugh, what's a better job? Bills' job, Giants' job.
That is one that sticks out to me. That's clearly the Bills' job.
Okay, so we're in lockstep.
We're in agreement.
Okay, let's continue on.
I can't wait to end
Let's continue on.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. Let's say he decides to watch the San Francisco-Philadelphia game.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Let's say the Eagles win that game.
Yeah.
Now we all think my main man out in San Francisco is safe. I agree he's probably safe, but flip the script.
Safe.
What if San Francisco and Brock Purdy goes into Philadelphia and they beat the Eagles? Eagle fans don't love Nick Sirianni anyway. He almost got fired 2 years ago. If Nick Sirianni is relieved of his duties and you're John Harbaugh, would you rather be the head coach of the Eagles or the New York Giants?
I'd rather be the head coach. I mean, the Eagles have a more talented. The Eagles have a more talented team.
You're damn right they do.
They do. They certainly do.
All right, do you want me to continue on, or do you get the lesson?
I get the point.
And the point is that John Harbaugh is going to decide where he's going to coach.
Yes.
And while for us, because we're selfish, and when we think about ourselves, the idea is how could he say no to the Giant job? It's the best job available. I agree 100%. Until it's not.
Right.
And unfortunately, because you have to interview other people, and the Giants haven't done that yet, and they have to be people outside the organization, and because there are other opportunities that today are not open, but might be open tomorrow, John Harbaugh is doing the right thing for himself by simply waiting. Let's see what happens this weekend.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the Eagles call and go, would you like to be the Eagles head coach? The answer is yes. The Bills call. Would you like to be the Bills head coach? The answer is yes. And now you go right back with your tail between your legs to Kevin Stefanski.
No, I mean, yeah, well, listen. Is that over? Are you done?
Chess.
Are you finished?
Checkers.
Are you finished?
Someone on this radio station has to view things without thinking about it solely through a Giants lens.
Yeah, but it does work both ways. First of all, you're right. He's got to wait. There's no choice.
He has to wait.
You make it sound like he's doing the right thing. He's got no choice. You just said it. They can't hire him.
That's right.
So he's going to wait. We're all going to wait. The Giants are going to wait. Maybe another head coach like Tomlin becomes available, and suddenly Harbaugh has to worry about who the Giants are going to hire.
Okay.
Do you ever think of that? Because other jobs open up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Tomlin becomes available.
That's right.
Nick Sirianni, I don't think he's that great of a head coach, but he is a Super Bowl winner.
Sure.
Maybe he wants to become the Giants head coach.
Do you want Nick Sirianni?
No, I don't.
Okay,
bang,
Harbaugh's your guy.
I want Harbaugh.
Right.
But of course, jobs are going to open up. We're going to wait. But John Harbaugh, you just heard Connor Hughes on before. Everything is pointing that these two great entities, the great head coach, the great organization with the quarterback, with it all set up, this is going to happen, Craig. And you can play chess all you want.
I'm playing chess all day.
We're all going to wait. We're going to wait to see who opens up.
Can I just add one more chance?
And it's also, there's a lot of good coaches here. Like, I get what you're saying. Right now, he seems to be the top of the list.
I'm not sure why he's the top of the list, but he's at the top of the list.
There's going to be several coaches, several jobs. We have no idea what's going to happen. What was once, just a week ago, what deemed to be a terrible head coaching landscape. That was made me nervous, right? The initial list that they came out with for the Giants was a bunch of defensive coordinators that made me sick. And now suddenly we're looking at Stefanski, who I think is pretty good, McCarthy, who I think is an option, and John Harbaugh, and who knows who else? McDermott, like you said, might be out. That's a winning head coach. I don't know what we think about him, but winning head coach.
Right.
But as far as for Harbaugh, right? Wherever he's going to decide to go, and you're right, there are opportunities that could be abound for him. The world is his oyster.
I mean, what if the Green Bay Packers lose to the Chicago Bears?
Yes.
Have the Packers decide that maybe Matt LaFleur's had enough to run there?
There's been a lot of smoke.
And then you could be right.
Yeah.
Well, now maybe you're choosing amongst McDermott, Harbaugh, LaFleur.
Right.
There are other qualified guys that are going to be available.
And as much as I want Harbaugh, we talked about it yesterday. You asked me, I'd rather have Tomlin.
Right, if you're
I can be talked in to some other candidate.
But there's a sense of weird desperation amongst you guys.
I don't think so.
And I've
got
to be honest, it's so unbecoming of you people.
It's the opposite. It's the opposite.
Oh, I got to get John Harbaugh.
No. He wants us. You know he does.
But I don't know that.
Yes, he does.
Why in the world would I think that John Harbaugh wants the New York Giants?
Because
John Harbaugh's going to want to go to the place that gives him the best chance to win. So that,
I don't know.
Here's the reality of Baltimore, real quick. John Harbaugh wants people to know that Lamar Jackson was the problem, not John Harbaugh. That's what's happening. There was obviously some type of strife between them over the last couple of years. Lamar took all the bullets, not John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And maybe Lamar got tired of it. And according to the stories of people covering the Ravens, started tuning out Harbaugh.
Yeah.
They're not very close anymore. Blah, blah, blah. Story as old as time, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm John Harbaugh, it ain't about the money because I'm guaranteed the money.
Yeah.
Right? I can sit out and the Baltimore Ravens got to pay me a lot of money.
Right.
So I'm going to get the money regardless of what city I go to. Now it's about proving that I'm better than Lamar Jackson. It's like the Brady Belichick crap. So if that's the case, today, yes, Giants, best situation.
Right.
But on Monday, when you and I come into work, there's a chance that the New York Giants are the fourth best destination for a good head coach.
I mean, we could I don't know about the fourth, but we could discuss
and
that.
And the same applies to Stefanski.
Yeah.
Because if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I now know that you brought me in to meet, and at the same time, you're on Tinder cheating on me with John Harbaugh, guess what? If one of those jobs opens up, I want that job also.
Well, that's the name of the game. Like, now you've really, you want to talk about chess. I understand you're trying to figure out a way to Harbaugh not to come here to ruin my day.
You could lose both of them.
You could lose both of them.
That's right.
That's the scary part. If you really want to play the game of chess, the Giants are playing the game of chess right now of interviewing candidates, and it's out there. The Giants want him clearly. He's the number one choice. He's Tom Coughlin reincarnated. I know Tom Coughlin is still with us. But, like, he is the leader. He is the culture builder. He is the coach with sustained success. Like, he is the perfect guy to bring here, along with others who might become available. But that's the game, because we could see, you're right, I don't know what could happen. This could be one of the great coaching, I mean,
depending on what happens in wild card round,
it could be one of the great coaching years of all time. I mean, Sean McVay, there's been rumors about him just being tired of what's going on in L.A., even with the winning. If they fall short, or what if they even win another Super Bowl? He decides, I've done enough here in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, there's talks of him going to TV 2 years
ago. Right, there's talks about him TV, he was going to retire, he's lost his passion for football, whatever. We have no idea what coaches are going to be out there. And right now it feels like the Giants, unlike your Jets, have fired their coach and are right here in the market on what is turning out to be one of the great years ever for head coaching candidates.
Yes.
So as excited as I was yesterday,
were so excited.
My face, I had the big smile on my face.
That's
and I
right.
still do, because the Giants are going to get a good head coach one way or another. But that is the chess game. The chess game, honestly, is how do the Giants handle this? How do they go about ensuring themselves a coach that they want and not hurting themselves by playing the game? Because you're right. Multiple jobs could open up, and if you're waiting for Harbaugh while Stefanski takes a job,
you lose both of them.
And
it's
then
on the
suddenly
table.
Harbaugh decides, you know what, I am going to go to Buffalo. You could lose
and
out.
I'll tell you this,
and that would be a disaster.
If that happens, that is so Jet-esque, obviously for the Giants. If that happened, if that happened for your long suffering Giants fans who are upset that Joe Shane's coming back. Most of you are, not all, but most of you are. I know while Joe Shane shouldn't bite that bullet because that's an ownership decision, more so than it is a Joe Shane decision. He's going to have to go along with whatever they decide, obviously. He may sign off on it, but he's not making the decision on the next head coach, especially if it's someone of the caliber of Harbaugh, Tomlin, you know, a little less to Stefanski, et cetera, et cetera. Then I think you will have the biggest Armageddon in the history of the Giant franchise. Like, worse than Ray Hanley being caught at a truck stop on the New Jersey Turnpike. And you can look into that on your own.
I've forgotten the name Ray Hanley. We don't need
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. That's why I go to the Vince Lombardi rest stop all the time just to see if he's still there. That being said,
this
is going to be great theater for guys
me.
Because you're right. In a year in which it seems like we might have the most proven available coaching talent, my New York Jets decide we're not looking for an upgrade.
I know.
Typical
it's
us.
It's amazing.
But you guys have put you guys as Giants fans, and I'm here for all, it's like, I'm going to go buy myself an English muffin, toast it, put butter on it, put my feet up, and slowly nibble on it while I watch you guys get your hearts destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the reality. Giants fans have put their hearts on the table. You've expressed your love for two candidates now.
Yes.
First, it was Stefanski.
Yes.
Totally get it. Now it's Harbaugh. It might be LaFleur. It might be Tomlin, like we discussed yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to be really interesting, and it's unlikely, but it's on the table, you could lose all of them.
Yeah.
You could misplay this so badly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they will.
Right.
But the New York Giants are now in a life or death game of chess.
Yeah.
And my question to you, you're going to represent Giants fans on this show. Do you believe the New York Giants play the castle, the king, the queen, the bishop, and the pawn right? Or do you think they're left holding their junk in their hands?
Well, a castle's not a piece. A castle is a move you make with
castle you. Is a piece. It's the knight. But go ahead.
They call it a castle?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Right. Again, grandmaster.
Okay, all right, you got me.
Checkers.
I thought the castle was when you move your king. That doesn't matter. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yes. No, there's no doubt about it. They have to go get John Harbaugh. I agree with you. That they have to go get him. Anything short of
do you
Harbaugh
have faith
or Tomlin.
They will.
I do.
You do?
I do.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why. I honestly do believe, and maybe I'm playing checkers. And maybe I'm playing giant checkers with my red and blue pieces.
There you go.
I got it under the Christmas tree, and I got my giant sweatshirt on today's Yankees. But I honestly believe that this job is extremely appealing in many ways. Mm-hmm. And I, with the quarterback, we went through all the different reasons. And I truly do believe this: the Mara family in this organization understands the gravitas of this moment and how bad it's been for a decade. And honestly, unfortunately, we don't want to like talk about this, but this might be, unfortunately, the last decision he makes.
I agree. Sadly.
I mean, sadly.
Yes.
All right? I don't want to emphasize that, but that is a possibility. And I just don't think that this organization, and it's already out there, Craig, you're not acknowledging the reporting that Harbaugh wants the Giants. Anything could happen. The world could spin on the opposite way on its axis. Like, yeah, Buffalo could open up. This job could open up. We'll see.
Right.
I have no idea what's possible. Anything is possible. But as of right now, John Harbaugh has expressed interest to anyone who will listen. It's being reported multiple places that John Harbaugh sees the Giants in the same way they view him as the best match for him to come coach and run a franchise with a young quarterback on a rookie contract. He doesn't have to worry about the $78 million that quarterbacks can be worth.
That's right.
For their tax number. Like, it's got an offensive line anchored by a left tackle. It's got a stud wide receiver. It's got the rush. It's got everything. It's the New York Giants. And as bad as they've been.
That doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yes, it does. As bad as it's been, as many mistakes as they've made, this is still a premier franchise.
I don't think
it
is.
And this owner, it is.
It's not.
It is.
I mean, we could say it is.
But
they don't act like it. They don't do business like
it. They made mistakes.
They don't play like it.
Well, they don't play like it.
Unfortunately, the New York Giants are no longer a prestigious organization.
I don't know.
They're not.
I still think they're
living on memories and history.
Yeah.
The New York Giants' success is in the Smithsonian. The New York Giants being thought of as one of the top-tier, most respected organizations in football is something our grandfathers told us about. But they haven't lived or acted that way in a long, long time. Like, it's okay to have a couple of down years and rebuild yourself quickly and get back at it.
Right.
But let's call it the way it is.
It's been a decade.
The New York Giants are the New York Jets, just in blue. Let's not act like the New York Giants are anything but that. The New York Giants, historically, one of the founding teams and franchises of the NFL. Mm-hmm. We all respect that. But the reality is that they haven't acted like that, nor have they been thought like that in a very, very long time, over a decade now, since anyone could talk about the Giants the way we used to. It's the 1970s all over again for the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the reason.
And the minute they hired George Young, they came back to being the Giants.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes.
But George Young wasn't a coach. George Young knew how to
and then he hired
put
Parcells.
Coaches together and then draft well. Right,
Harbaugh's,
and by the way,
Harbaugh's are
and they
young.
Kept the George Young tree alive for 40 freaking years.
Yeah, I know they did.
Right? So,
part
here's
of the problem.
Here's the sad reality for you and for. And I'm not trying to be a bad guy,
but
I'm just being honest. And if everybody agrees that John Harbaugh is the number one candidate, and I think everyone does agree with that, so that's not up for debate, right? That means that other franchises and their fan bases feel the same way.
We found out last night that a team that even had a coach that we find
the
out
Dolphins.
Now it's the Dolphins.
Right.
Last night we weren't sure. It's the Dolphins that reached out even with a head coach. A head coach that they said was going to help hire the GM.
If that's the case, this is why you guys are playing with fire. It's not your fault. You have no choice right now but to wait. But the reality is that if I'm Green Bay Packers, Buffalo Bills, just use them for example, okay?
Right.
If I'm those two teams, and I'm like, I think I reached the ceiling with what I'm going to accomplish with Matt LaFleur and Sean McDermott. It's been very good, but not good enough to win a championship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I think, and my football people think, that John Harbaugh is better than those guys. The Giants can't compete against those two franchises should they reach out. You come in third if it's those three teams.
To you, and to, you know,
to
the
everybody.
Perception.
I speak for the world.
I don't think so. I honestly don't know. I don't know how he feels about his legacy. There's a lot of questions. Is he bitter against the Baltimore Ravens? Does he want to keep a legacy in Baltimore? Because I'll tell you right now, his legacy is hurt in Baltimore if he goes to Buffalo and comes out and beats them in the playoffs. Like, I don't know how he feels about that.
I think he'd feel pretty good about it.
I think
he'd probably go home and hug his wife and say, I'm the man.
I
don't think he's worried about
maybe
what Baltimore thinks of him if he beats them in the playoffs.
I don't know.
Of course you know that.
I don't know that. We assume he doesn't want to go be a Raider because he doesn't want to play his brother twice.
Hold on.
Like, we're just making assumptions.
You don't think he would get great satisfaction?
I don't know.
Of coaching Josh Allen and going into Baltimore and beating the Ravens?
You think he would go be the Steelers head coach?
100%.
You think he would go
take the
Steelers job? If
they had Josh Allen? I think the Green Bay job, if it opens up, is his.
Right.
I think the Bills job, if it opens up, is his.
Right.
100%. And I think he takes both their jobs and tells the New York Giants, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obviously a reasonable take. I can't argue with you that those two jobs, Green Bay and Buffalo for sure. Josh Allen is the better job. There's no doubt. But here's what I would say, because this is ultimately what you're asking. Are they going to screw it up? How do you play the game of chess? I am willing to, for the first time, I'm going to go against your thought.
Do it.
I think the Giants are a premier franchise. I think the Giants are set up to have a team of the future with the young quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I think that I would be willing to play the game and wait for Harbaugh.
The premier franchise.
I am waiting. I'm not hiring
Stephon. That lets Saquon Barkley go to the Eagles.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, premier franchise.
Yeah. The mistake was drafting him second overall. You want to know the truth.
That's fair.
That was the mistake. But I'll tell you, no, I'm telling you right now. I would not hire Stefanski. I would not hire anybody else. I would see what happens because it does work both ways. Other coaches, if he does want the Giant job and suddenly Tomlin's out there, now he's got to worry about whether or not Tomlin's going to take the Giant job. Buffalo doesn't open up, but Pittsburgh does. Tomlin's out there. Now I got competition for both teams, like it for both coaches. It does work both ways. I am willing to play the game. I am waiting. I am going big game hunting.
Good.
I'm getting Harbaugh or I'm getting Tomlin, and that's it. And I'm not hiring Stefanski just to make sure I don't have egg on my face. This is the moment the Giants stand up and remember who they were. And this job is good enough. The quarterback's good enough. What they've built is good enough. And who they are is good enough. And they're going to wait for Harbaugh and they're going
to
get him.
Well, here's my pledge to you.
Yeah.
This big right shoulder of mine.
They're going to get him,
I've been
Greg.
Doing, what are these called?
You're not going to do this to me today.
What are these called? I've been doing a lot of these. What are these called when you hit the weight room?
Hell would I know.
What are these called?
Lifts?
Butterflies?
Nah, not lifts. What the hell is this thing called? I do this 60 pounds. I do this all day. Ah, see this big shoulder of mine?
Yeah, well, my shoulder shrugs. Those are little...
it's not a shrug. This is called when you stand up and the weight's in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's like a bicep barbell.
Yeah.
And you got both hands in the middle.
Yeah.
And you pull it up.
Yeah.
What's this called? Like I don't know what it's called,
but I do it.
I do a lot of these. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pumping cattle.
You look very comfortable doing it.
My right shoulder is here for your big head.
Because
if the Giants foobar this,
they're not going to.
And they're left with, hey, we got Mike McCarthy, who I love, by the way.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy's just a fat version of Sean Payton. Period, stop. Their records are exactly the same. He's got one of the blah, 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 blah.
Right? Yeah.
You could cry right there, big guy. I want you to see
We're going
it.
Big game
see
hunting.
See that big shoulder of mine?
Big
you
game hunting.
You put that big dome of yours right on my shoulder, and you cry as much as you want.
We're the place
I'm
to
here
be.
For you.
We're the place to be. Anything could happen.
We'll take a quick break. We got all your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. We got lots of stuff. It's not just going to be Harbaugh all day, because I'll shoot myself if that's what it is. And we're going to enjoy the afternoon with you. It's the Carton Show on WFAN.